I'm going to speak as a journalist and as a British citizen. But first of all, I have made this immense discovery, which will mean very little to most people on the panel, but meant a great deal to me. As I was reviewing Wisden, the Cricketer's Almanac, which was published this week, and reviewed the 2019 cricket season, Wisden has unveiled some important facts about Julian Assange as his cricket career, which I think are new. They certainly were new to me. First of all, his cricketing heritage, not that surprising, being an Australian, of course, but his paternal great-great-grandfather, James Kelly, who had four sons, all of whom were brilliant cricketers. But more interestingly, I know that he's been badly treated recently by the president of Ecuador, but there's been a bit of a rebellion in cricketing circles in Ecuador on his behalf. Indeed, the Quito, is that the right? Quito Cricket Club, the Quito Cricket Club in Ecuador has offered him honorary membership. And they sent a letter offering him honorary membership of their cricket club to Belmarsh. But he hasn't yet received the letter, hasn't yet answered the letter, hasn't accepted the offer of honorary membership of the Quito Cricket Club. Anyway, let's hope that he's received that letter. And let's hope that, well, I hope as a cricket lover, that he's going to accept. I'm going to bring this news further to the world. I have a cricket blog every week, filling in those long hours when we aren't playing cricket at the moment. And I'm going to bring this news to my listeners next week. I've asked Dina to provide, if she can, further information about Julian as a cricketer rather than as a jailbird, as he is at the moment. But the things I want to say are very simple, and they are that I am a British journalist, not a particularly distinguished or wonderful thing to be, but nevertheless, that's what we do, and our job is to find out, tell the truth as best we can, and to find out facts. And it has to be said that, and actually, the more we can embarrass powerful people and find governments and businessmen and politicians, the better. That's the general rule we all act under. And you have to, Julian Assange's achievements in that regard is simply outstanding. You know, he's not just journalist of the year, but journalist of every year in living memory. I mean, and the things I wrote an article for the British Journalism Review a few months ago, you know, and the stuff he's published and discovered and published in a very put out there, not in a spin, doesn't spin it. He just puts it out there, these cables, you know, with the atrocity of the US helicopter gunmen laughing as they shot unarmed journalists, unarmed civilians in Iraq, including a Reuters photographer and his assistant. You know, the revelations about the number of civilian casualties in Iraq, which had been hidden up till that point. They go on and on. I mean, the US military had killed hundreds of civilians in Afghanistan, previously unreported, the abuse in Guantanamo Bay. These are all very, very significant, important, earth-shattering pieces of information, which any journalist worth his salt would be proud to bring into the public domain. That's in fact what we're there for, and that's why he's had more scoops of great importance than the rest of us journalists put together. And I do feel, and I know he's unconventional, and I also understand he's difficult. I never met him. I never had any dealings with Mr. Assange, but I simply want to say that. And I understand from some people that he's very difficult. So we're a lot of very good journalists, so a lot of very talented people. But I'm here to defend him only in one respect. I'm here to say that his treatment as a journalist, and having you look at this case, it's quite clear he's being punished for the crime of journalism. And I'm ashamed of my colleagues I was, this time last year, I was on live TV, actually, on CNN. There was some Brexit stuff going on, as there was throughout last year. And there we were on College Green. And talking, and at the last minute, the news came through of they'd been taken out of the embassy. And so we were all just chucked this stuff and immediately reacted. I had two other journalists in there, and they immediately were hostile. You know, this is just good riddance to bad rubbish or whatever. It's a great moment. This man should be hauled out and taken away and extradited. That was, they welcomed that. They were pleased about it. Now, I think that's a betrayal of journalism. There's been a lot of, I don't think they understand the profession, the craft they're in. I watched the way covered the 2019 general election. I can see the way the way that coronavirus is being done in this country. And there's obviously the media is failing to report on the coronavirus issue in many ways. And there is the way in which there is a blindness to the Assange story, when there goes all of us. It's very shortly before last Christmas, the Mail on Sunday, I used to work for the Mail Group, had a very good front page story. It was about the diplomatic cable sent back by the British ambassador in the United States. In which somebody had got hold of it, it had been leaked, and the British ambassador was extremely rude about Donald Trump, and that went all, you know, it was sensational stuff, and it was shortly in the run-up of the Tory leadership election or the general, and Mr. Johnson, who's now Prime Minister, praised the Mail on Sunday for this investigative journalism. He defended it, and when the Metropolitan Police muttered about investigating the Mail on Sunday for this outrageous illegal publication of diplomatic cable. Boris Johnson, Jeremy Hunt, the former foreign secretary, and others have all just said, this is outrageous. We support the Mail on Sunday. Exactly the same principle applies to Mr. Assange and his publication of diplomatic cables, which have revealed far more important things of great relevance to the world we live in, to the democracy we live in, to the actions of the countries of which we are our citizens. So as a journalist, and I'm horrified that there is not a campaign by all newspapers to get to prevent, to expose the abuses of justice, which we've been hearing about so eloquently, and to stop Mr. Assange facing extradition to the United States, from which he will never return. And get him out of jail, because he's obviously in a high risk category and may die in Belmarsh, and in which case we as a nation would have his blood on our hands. And I do think that is an important, and we as journalists who have just not stood by one of our colleagues, I accept he does different type of journalism, but that is what he's been doing, is finding out facts which didn't want to enter the public, which powerful forces did not want to see enter the public domain. And the final thing I just want to say is, as a British citizen, I believe profoundly in the values of Britain, and they were referred to by by Crispin earlier. They are decency, tolerance, free speech. We're very suspicious of the strength and muscle of the state. We celebrate figures like Tom Paine, Cobden, Bright, Keir Hardie, and AJP Taylor, journalists who have Malcolm Muggeridge in the world of journalism, awkward customers who've told ugly truths, difficult truths, which have upset powerful people. That's why, and that's what Britain is about. Bloody-mindedly battling on and standing up for the underdog. The underdog is the great thing that we've done in our history when we've been at our finest. And that's why I feel very strongly that what is happening now to Mr. Assange is a disgrace. Thank you very much.